Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1106. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dave Bevrabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha. Lerfu Shalema Chana Bas Esther Malkash. Takavrafu Shalema Psach Shacholi Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Zoraya planting. Okay, I just want to talk a little bit about we spoke about last time there's a heter, in conjunction with some Paiskim, Kafachayim, others. The Sefer Klolim brings down, others farm bring it down, in reference to whereby the water is, the ground is wet enough, and putting more water on the ground in a place where there's grass and vegetation and plantation and so on, and putting more water on the ground for some other purpose would not make a difference. I just want to go through some of the Klolim real quickly in reference to that halacha, in case it sometimes applies. We spoke about last time. Sometimes people have things outside, chairs, tables, possibly the covering of the sukkah, garbage can covers in a case in time where it's not muksa, various different items whereby there's water, and after a rain they want to, you know, turn it over. They want to move, you know, wipe the water off the table or knock the water off the chair. Somebody could sit down, whatever the case is. In a case, let's say like by sukkah's time, especially it rains, now you want to go to the suda, or in a case where it's a nice day, the sun came out, you want to sit outside. Okay. So be it as it may, it says so in general, you're not allowed to do that. You can't pour it, you can't dump it onto the grass, right? But in the case in time, says the Sefer Klolim, which we spoke a little bit about, Yesh Matir Meyekir Adin Lishpoich Maim Al Tzemachim Oy Ilan, one would be allowed to pour water onto plantation, grass, or whatever, or by a case of a tree or whatever. Shekvar Hushku Atzmachim Oy Ilan Kol Sarkan Oy Se Shabbos. In other words, if that tree, that the grass or the plantation, wherever it is you're throwing the water, was already saturated. But you need two conditions, he brings down, which is, I just want to go through so we'll have an understanding when one could do it, when one can't do it. Condition number one, the ve'efen zeh mekalkel, that by you dumping down the water, I'm throwing the water off the table, is mekalkel, it's going to just basically make things worse for the ground, not better. Hatzmochem b'hoisof esmai, more water is going to make it worse. In other words, how saturated is the ground, how saturated is the grass, how saturated is the tree, how saturated is the plantation, wherever you're throwing it, it's just going to make it worse. It's already, there was a big rain and everything is soaked. Number one. Number two, the mikaven she'ein hashka ma'ila l'tzmicha ba'itza Shabbos. Since the water that you throw down is not going to help the grass or the tree or wherever it is that you're throwing it down for that Shabbos. The next Shabbos, obviously, things will dry up. So that doesn't, we're talking about right now for that Shabbos, that place and time that you're at. Mikaven she'ein hashka ma'ila l'tzmicha ba'itza Shabbos. It's not going to help for that Shabbos. In other words, even later on, 2 hours later, if it's going to help, you can't do it. Lo nechshava ha'yisof ha'mayim k'hashka b'Shabbos. Then it would not be considered as though one is watering the ground on Shabbos. Ve'en ka malacha Shabbos. This would not be a malacha on Shabbos. He brings it down, like I said, from the Kafachayim. Shalos Teshuvos Har Tzvi and others does the Sefer Klolim on page Tzadik Aleph. Now, he goes on to say in this category of watering, like we said, where the ground is saturated, that's what we're talking about today. We want to know when I could throw water down on the ground when the ground is saturated. If I have to do it, and in a case whereby it's a psikresh, it's going to happen automatically. Like we said, the sukkah, the shlak of the sukkah, tables, chairs, and so on. So he says further, "Ein lahokol b'zek shemachaven liyapos atzmicha." We're not. There's no heter. The poskim who gave the heter. There's no heter. If a person has a mind to, it should help. Anything grow. In other words, if a person has a mind, yeah, I'm throwing down the water from the table and it's on my grass and taka, even though it's totally wet, they could use a little more water possibly. If you have a mind, even worse than that, if a person has a mind that it should help where the plantation, vegetation, grass, or whatever they're throwing it on, the water, so that's no good. We're dealing with a case, strictly whereby I couldn't care less. I'm not doing for that reason at all, and I couldn't care less. It doesn't make a difference to me. It's just I'm throwing it down because I want my table dry. I'm throwing it down because I want my chair dry. I'm throwing it down because I want my sukkah dry so I could go eat in the sukkah, so I could go sit outside, or whatever the case is. But if you have a mind to liyapas hasmicha, to help in any way the plantation, vegetation, grass, whatever, you're not allowed to do it. He says, Vatam, kevin she Shekasha l'shar masai. He says the reason is it's hard to know l'shar masai nechshav shekvar hushku hatzmachim. It's very hard to know. That in other words, if you're not a real gardener, right? The person's not a farmer, gardener, whatever. How do I know there was enough rain? Not enough rain. Good, it rained heavy. I understand, but maybe you could use some more water. The grass, right? So masai nechshav shekvar hushku hatzmachim. Oyuilin kol tzarkum leis shabbos. So therefore, one has to be very careful that if a person would know like 1,000%, even if he would have a mind, so it's just makalkal, so worst case it's rabbanon, but you have to make sure 100%, like we said, the conditions, one has to make sure that it's, but they don't have a mind at all to help the grass, because be it as it may, a person doesn't know, you know, is it soaked enough? I mean, we're dealing with a case where a person could, it looks like it's soaked enough, obviously. You can't do it if it's person's mesopic. A person has to, yeah, it looks very soaked, shine. Omnam, he says like this, Yesh soimchim al zeh, kesheinim echavim liyapes atzmicha. Vatam de savalei, sheein psikresha, shetzisyapa atzmachim, vahavalei. And he finishes off, vahavalei, kishar einoi, So he says others would even say, even if you're not sure, so then maybe it's not a psikresha. In other words, if it's, maybe it's yes soaked, maybe not soaked, so then it's not really, you can't really say then it's a psikresha. In other words, what was he saying? He's saying like this, that if the ground is soaked, then it's a good chance, I'm not 100% sure. I couldn't care less if for watering, not watering. I'm not doing it for watering. I'm doing it to dry my table, dry my chair. But I'm not sure. Is it really soaked? Is it really not soaked? So then maybe you could even say that it might not even be a psikresha. It's not something that's going to happen automatically. What's going to happen automatically? The malacha of zareya, planting. Because if the ground is totally soaked, it won't be happening. So that's what he is. So it could be, yeah, it could be not. So maybe it's not even a psikresha. In other words, it's not even going to happen automatically. Because if it's so soaked, then nothing took place. I'm just destroying the ground. So that's what he says. Omlam yesh soimchem al zeh, kishayinim mechavim liyapas hatzmicha, atam desavalei shayim psik resha, shetisyapa hatzmachim, vahavalei kishari einim mechavim, lamalacha b'makam shayim psik resha, dekayim lundamut. In other words, I don't have a mind. It's a davar shayinim mechavim. I don't have a mind to water the ground. Not at all. And it's not even a psikresha. It won't happen automatically because maybe the ground is so soaked. I mean, it looks like to me it's so soaked. Maybe it's so soaked. So it's not even the fact that it's going to help the ground won't even happen automatically by me throwing down the water. So some want to say, so then you're sort of say, you're able to throw it down as long as you're in davar sheinu mechavin. I don't have a mind to water anything and I just want to dry off whatever I want to dry off, like we said. And it's very soaked and it's, you know, I'm not a gardener, but there's a very good chance that it's totally going to just destroy the ground. It's not going to do anything. So then many would be makel. It would be no problem. Thank you for listening. Aslocham bracha kol tuv.